Two of America's strongest blocks in her foundation are our systems of elections and law enforcement at all levels. They're both expected to be fair, effective, and free of conflict or influence. My next guest with his new book says that in the 2016 presidential election, those expectations were replaced with a collision which created an election result that statistics say should not have happened. He makes his case in his book, The Unmaking of the President in 2016, how FBI Director James Comey cost Hillary Clinton the presidency. He's an attorney, former special counsel to President Bill Clinton, former member of President George W. Bush's Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, Lanny Davis. Thanks for being here, Mr. Davis.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
LannyJDavis.com is his website. And since the focus is James Comey, I guess out of, you know, looking at a bright side of a dark picture versus when you look at Mr. Comey's activities, one thing, he brought bipartisanship to Washington. People on both sides have a problem with him.
Well, this is what Comey loves best, by the way. He presents himself as Mr. Independent, Mr. Integrity. I get to decide what's right and wrong. The rules don't apply to me. The Justice Department supervision of me, which is by law, the President of the United States supervision of me by law, it doesn't matter. I, James Comey, get to decide when to follow the rules. Now, I support Donald Trump's decision to fire James Comey, but not for the reasons that he told NBC News, which was because of the Russian investigation about himself. That has serious issues for me. But I certainly support the decision to fire a man who has violated every Justice Department rule, has been insubordinate, and doesn't care. When he sent his letter on October 28th, which wasn't Mr. Trump's responsibility, he was violating a rule that's been in place for over 50 years in Republican and Democratic administrations, that you don't do anything in the Justice Department before a presidential election. Actually, it's about 60 days has been the rule. He did it 11 days from Election Day. Secondly, he did it without even seeking permission of the person who he reports to, in this case, the Deputy Attorney General, since the Attorney General had to recuse herself. And then finally, what he actually wrote and what he explained as the reason that he wrote had no facts in it. It was a letter that said, we think we have found Hillary Clinton emails that might be significant, but we haven't looked at them yet. And he claimed that he only wrote the letter, must have known that 11 days before an election, leading to headlines morning, noon, and night that Hillary Clinton was under a new criminal investigation on emails, which had to have a negative effect on her. He should have known that. He actually didn't tell the truth about why he did it. He said, I did it because I promised Congress if anything new happened, I would tell them. That's completely false. When you go back to his testimony, what he said was, this is a direct quote, if anything new happens, I will take a look. Quote, take a look. He had the ability to go to Wiener's laptop. His agents could have gone. They did it after October 30th when they got a warrant, and it took them 6 days to come to the conclusion nothing was there. So he didn't take a look. He actually opened it up in a public statement that violated Justice Department policies, which is why I say he should have been fired.
For the casual observer of all this, and just as a backtrack too, at any point were there any legitimate suspicions that warranted any investigative actions that were taken by the FBI and James Comey?
Sure. They're found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. They don't know whether there are new ones, and they should take a look, even if it's in the middle of a campaign. But if they waited until after Election Day, it wouldn't have been the end of the world. But not taking a look is unconscionable. They never looked first before they wrote the letter. Had they, we know with 100% certainty that it would have taken them 6 days. Why do we know with 100%, not 99%? Because on October 30th, they got their warrant. They went over and looked at the laptop. And on November the 6th, in the middle of the night on a Sunday morning, James Comey wrote a letter indicating the results. And I've summarized that two-sentence letter the following way. Oops, nothing there. Sorry. Bye. Now, that's literally what he wrote. But yeah. It took 6 days. Now, had he originally acted on October the 3rd when they first discovered, or he first learned about the discovery of these emails, do the math. October 3rd, He learns about it October 9th. He finds there's nothing there, and Hillary Clinton is president. She's got 4 weeks with a headline that says, nothing there, Hillary Clinton still not prosecuted, and the rest of the campaign, which they planned on having a lot of positive messages about Hillary Clinton, they were unable to do because it happened in the last 11 days.
Going with Lanny Davis, his new book, The Unmaking of the President, 2016, LannyJDavis.com is his website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You bring to light a solution to a mystery. Where in the world is Rudy Giuliani in Trump land? And you possibly give a reason why that some of the roles that he played in the shadows. Was he almost a deep throat figure in a lot of ways as far as what he was trying to do? And at the devil's advocate question, when it was he was erased, basically. He's a non-person in Trump land now. Was that because perhaps Trump or people around Trump found out what Giuliani did and said, that was a bad thing to do, you're out of here?
No, I'm not quite sure. I can speculate even why the Trump people disappeared Rudy Giuliani. It's a great verb used in autocrat dictatorial places where people are, quote, disappeared. But at least anyone listening should ask the question. One of the greatest media hounds in the history of American politics is Rudy Giuliani. Probably the most dangerous place on earth to be, given his history, is between Rudy Giuliani and a television camera. After the election, he was 24/7 all over cable as either the next attorney general or the next secretary of state. And there he was, smiling away in a somewhat, in my opinion, maniacal way, being interviewed by everyone whether he wanted to be attorney general or secretary of state. And then all of a sudden, where in the world is Rudy Giuliani? Have you read about him? No. Have you seen him on television? No. The greatest media hound has disappeared. So I have a theory. I can't prove the theory, but it's logical. We know, fact, October 25th, 2016, he's on Fox and Friends, and he says, something's coming very soon, ha, ha, ha. In really quite a maniacal way, the face that you're looking at when Rudy Giuliani spoke looked a little bit like he was missing a few cards. On October 28th in the morning, before the Comey letter was released at 1 p.m., he's interviewed on a radio talk show, which is on tape. All I'm saying is fact here. And he said, retired and active FBI agents have told me something is coming, or to that effect. Now, you can add it all up that the FBI office in New York City was filled with people in the Justice Department described as a leaking sieve of agents angry that they didn't get a chance to investigate the Clinton Foundation or bring a case against it. And there were a lot of FBI agents that The Guardian called Trump land. I'm not saying that's all the FBI. I actually respect the FBI. I'm saying there was a group of agents in New York. Rudy Giuliani knew them, worked with him when he was U.S. attorney. So you add all those facts together, it leads to an inference. But the biggest inference to me is he's disappeared. And to me, to answer your question now, I don't know if it's the people in the Trump White House that caused him to be disappeared, or Mr. Giuliani, who suddenly realized, what do I do if I'm testifying under oath for confirmation hearings, either Secretary of State or Attorney General, when they ask me, how did you know on October 25th that something is coming? Ha ha. What retired FBI agents, he later withdrew the word active, which retired FBI agents told you about what was coming? Because you know what, Mr. Giuliani? It's a crime, it's a felony, whether you're retired or former, to leak information about an ongoing investigation. And you are complicit in that by repeating it on television. Would you explain that, Mr. Giuliani? I mean, the guy's in big trouble just having to answer questions under oath. That's my theory. If somebody has a better theory why Mr. Giuliani has, quote, disappeared completely, I would love to hear it.
And for you, listen, you can certainly argue and counter what Mr. Davis says through his various points in the book, The Unmaking of the President 2016, although with many of James Comey's acts, it would be challenging at best. But you can't argue against statistics. And when you look at October 21, 28, November 7, that's the week before the Comey letter, the day of the letter, and then obviously the day before Election Day, and you look at the numbers in the battleground states and the polls and the Trump lead, versus the Hillary lead, one going up, one going down. That's a little bit tough to argue with. And unlike what some people are presenting your book as, Mr. Davis, as far as a call, it's not a call for impeachment. You're not rooting for impeachment.
No, to the contrary.
But you do present the instances where actions that have been taken are legitimate causes to explore that avenue
if the
need comes about.
Yes, and I surprise people by my negative reaction to impeachment, because the framers made it clear they almost didn't include the ability to take down a president by the U.S. Congress, because they wanted there to be three co-equal branches of government, and they did not want the Cromwell of England dictatorship from a parliament. So they ended up with a vague term, high crimes and misdemeanors, but as I write in my book, Alexander Hamilton and James Madison made it clear that if you're going to take out a president rather than wait 2 years and let the American people take him out, you've got to have a serious reason, and so serious that it endangers the U.S. Constitution. That is actions, not policies that you disagree with or tweets that you don't like. Actions that endanger the Constitution. That's a tough standard to meet. And actions that endanger our national security. I mean the security of our families. That's a tough standard to meet. And then I also say this must be bipartisan. If Republicans don't support an investigation to impeach under the kinds of statements and actions that I indicate at least meet a threshold for investigation, I would not favor going forward. We cannot have another partisan process the way we had under Bill Clinton when it was all Republican, or under Andrew Johnson in 1868 when it was also all Republican. The best model would be the Nixon impeachment process, which was bipartisan.
It is an educational read, which I believe will help clarify a lot of the confusion that this whole ensemble of actions have taken, and specifically what former Director James Comey has perpetrated in making of the president in 2016, how FBI Director James Comey caused Hillary Clinton the presidency. LannyJDavis.com is the website. Mr. Davis, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks. I appreciate the interview. It sounded like you did your homework and read the book, and I appreciate that greatly, Chris.